This is something that I wrote in 2007 or 2008 and put it on a blog. And the recording I have of it right now is really muted and you can hardly understand it. So I think it's time to make a fresh recording of it. Recently, a friend and I went to this church to see a speaker. We both wondered aloud what kind of church it was. I grabbed a bulletin and saw what kind of church we were in. My friend asked if that was bad, and I said, no, they're just off. I got into it explaining the whole thing, but she kept going, shh. I have a tendency to get a little bit worked up sometimes. We ended up getting up and leaving before the thing even began, and we laughed the whole way back. It spawned the best conversation ever. We talked about all things false and untrue, my favorite topic. And she had some really good points. We were talking about salvation, how you can really tell what a church is made of by finding out what they believe about it. Is it faith or is it works? She said, how greedy is it when people strive to earn their salvation? I didn't get what she meant. She said, if it were based on works, if salvation were based on works, then people would have their own selves in mind when they serve God, their own salvation, and their eye would be on the reward in heaven. I never looked at it like that before, and she's right. We were both brought up Catholic, need I say more. This is what I was reading today, Matthew 23:4-12. And they tie up heavy loads and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger. But they do all their deeds to be noticed by men, for they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments, and they love the place of honor at banquets, in the chief seats in the synagogues, and respectful greetings in the marketplaces, and being called by men rabbi. But do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, and that is Christ. But the greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. And this is Jesus himself talking. How cool is that? He's all, get off your high horse. Those called to leadership positions need to do so in humility and reverence to God, and with no shady motives. I will not go to a church where the leaders exalt themselves as kings. I will not go to a church where I am told to confess my sin to another human being. I will not honor or pray to the mother of our Lord. It appears that Mary was very humble. Very little is mentioned about her. Even the angels in heaven refused to be honored. Why then do we attempt to pray to or give honor to a human? So many denominations, clubs for Christians, that's what they are. Give me his word and his word alone. Give me a church that says, okay, this is who we are. We love God. We believe and read his word. Come on in, let's worship him together. Brother Zeke will be doing the reading today, and Sister Eunice has a story to tell. Claude, get up here with your banjo, let's jam. Or something like that. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not as a result of works, that no one should boast. We serve him because we love him, and it's the right thing to do. But salvation is an entire different thing. Thank God. This is why anyone can come to him, no matter where you're at in life. He loves us all so much. In this cold, dark, messed up world, how can you not want to receive his love? It's the only thing that will never let you down, and it's big, and it's warm, and comforting, and it's real. Don't tell me his grace isn't sufficient. I lived it. I owe him my life. wanted to make a fresh recording of that. I still feel strongly about this. I feel like so many more unbelievers and feel like if more people could just understand the way it was meant to be, that they would be more willing to give God a chance. I feel really bad for people brought up in the bondage of the Catholic Church or any other type of religion that is based on the precepts of men, as the Bible calls it. Just made up rules that are not, like they may take one thing in the Bible and build a whole church on it. I believe in simple, pure faith. It's accessible to everyone. I believe that the original concept of church was just to bring believers together. The Bible says, do not forsake gathering together. He just wants the believers to get together. Pray with each other and worship together and support each other, help each other out. Be there for one another. That's it. It's not about the religion itself. It's not about the building, and it's not about the hierarchy and the status you may attain. Oh, you're an elder now, or now you're a priest, or you can't use the church to point to yourself. It's not what it is. So true worship, a true church, is just a gathering of believers. And Jesus even says in the Bible, when two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. If you join hands and pray with someone standing next to you, he's there. But, and even in that small, just two people, that's still fellowship. He's there when it's just you on your knees, no matter where you're at. You'd be on death row. You could have been the most horrible serial killer known to mankind. But turn your life over to God, you're fixing to spend eternity in paradise. Because he meets us right where we're at. He doesn't just meet you in a fancy Catholic church. And he doesn't meet you when you've attained all this status. And he meets you in the lowest, darkest times and places of your life. It's not about performance. I got a whole lot more to say about the Catholic Church, and I have said a whole lot more. But try not to be so confrontational these days. I think I've already done all that. Used my strength on, let's just say I spent my last years of strength, mental and spiritual strength. I spent them well. I'm just trying to tone it down these days, but I still stand behind everything I said. I just think if more people knew how accessible God's love really is, that more people would come to him. You just turn off the TV and those people on there trying to sell prayer cloths and whatnot, oh, turn them off before they even start talking. You don't need an anointed prayer cloth to increase your chances of an answered prayer. Gathered a lot of my blogs together after a couple years and compiled them into one thing, one document, and called it My Life is Laced with Miracles. And I put it on a few sites that host your documents. And I'll provide a link to where it can be read, like that, and a whole bunch of other things I wrote. And it's just a mishmash. It's nutty. It's like serious, important things combined with random humor and even some crazy poems. And I just started writing, I just started blogging like crazy. It's all I had when I first got that brain infection, and writing became my outlet. I didn't really have anyone in my real life to really talk to or connect with. So I'll provide a link to that if you're interested in reading an entire conglomeration of things. It makes no sense, and it's not even organized. It's a mess. I just cut and paste off of all the blogs I could find that I did and put them onto one document. And I always say one of these days I'm going to try to go back and organize everything, but I just don't think that's going to happen. Good morning.
Good morning.